Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on a Hertz Day, it's the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy Hertz Day. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, it's spooning weather. You can't really complain about that, man.
Oh,
snuggle
yeah.
up with the one you love the most.
Where is Kelly Oubre?
Jackie. I can't wait till this thing is over with you and Uber.
Right.
Jackie Baseball. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. Don't know if that's actually
it
the tune to the national
enough?
Anthem, but
yeah.
Who gives a damn? How about the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
We got your boy.
We got a World Series. We
yeah,
got
it's exciting.
A World Series.
Oh, Canada. My home and native land.
I was almost there.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah,
are you and Kelly going to go on a bike ride together?
Me and Ure, no bike rides for him. It's a big show, as it always is. Gilles Kapadia joins us at 3, and then at 3:30, a very special appearance by one Joe DeCamera here in studio.
How about that?
Yeah, we'll talk.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Very small. We'll talk about Joe's tiny little book that came out a couple months ago.
166 pages.
Yeah, we will. We'll get into the rivalry between him and Jack, whether he produced this book just to upstage Jack.
Well, I think you and him now have a bigger rivalry.
I was going to say the real rivalry is you and he.
Yeah,
that's the real rivalry.
You know, big dogs don't concern themselves with little puppies
yeah,
like him.
Right. This is two titans.
Yeah.
You know, little horns. Get him.
Then Mike Mayock joins us at 4:30. You did start on baseball, mentioning the World Series. The Bryce Harper thing, we talked about it. It sort of came and went. The Dave Dombrowski's comments and then Bryce Harper's comments. But it seems to me like something this is going to stick around for a little while, because I think the cause of this is not really what Dave Dombrowski said. I think it's part of it. But I believe this goes back to last year when Bryce Harper and Scott Boras wanted an extension on the 13-year contract he signed 7 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago. And Bryce Harper is a great player. He makes the Phillies better. I like that he's a Philly. They did a great job signing him. But Bryce Harper's done a really good job of saying the right things and doing the right things over the last several years. I think that a lot of the love for Bryce Harper in Philadelphia has come because of his play, but also has come because he does a very good job of not blaming the fans for things, not blaming the media for things, being and talking about how much he loves Philadelphia and how much he loves being here. But he showed you in his comments to Matt Gelb the other day in The Athletic that while that might matter some to him, what matters more to him is more money and more years on his contract. Because when he spoke to Matt Gelb about what Dave Dombrowski said, there were quotes in there that were not about what Dave Dombrowski said. Mm-hmm. There were quotes in there basically criticizing and whining and crying about what fans said and what the media said. Quote, "I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there's trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I wanted these fans to know Philly is my home," which he doesn't live. "So from the start, I made the commitment to stay here for the rest of my career. No opt-out, even though I was advised otherwise. I trust John, meeting Middleton. And it's this woe is me stuff that sort of peels back the curtain about what Bryce Harper actually cares about. I think Bryce Harper cares about being a good, you know, a great baseball player. I think Bryce Harper cares about winning, all of those things. But at the end of the day, he was given a choice here. You can either do something to risk your relationship with fans and media in Philadelphia and have a better chance of getting your money, or you can keep up the act that you've had for the last 6 or 7 years and not do it. And he chose the first thing. This is not about the team. The trade stuff is not about the team. The team never said publicly anything about trading Bryce Harper. They didn't say it one time. Bryce Harper cares about more about his money than he does whether you love him. This is about the contract. And he better be careful, because they did this once before. When I first got here is when it leaked out that Bryce Harper and Scott Boras were looking for an extension. Mm-hmm. And immediately, all the fans were like, hey, buddy, relax. He's got 6 years and $160 million left on his contract, and there has been no World Series victory. Now, I'm not going to stand here and say the Phillies haven't been successful. They have. I'm not going to stand here and say that Bryce Harper hasn't been good. He has. But when you decide to put the fans and the media in your crosshairs in an exchange because you want money, you are showing everybody what you care about. And for a guy who has done such a good job of being a you know, when fans boo and he gets asked the question, mm-hmm. is it okay they boo? Bryce Harper goes, it's okay, we should play better, right?
Yeah.
When media are asking questions about this, that, or the other, he'll say, okay, that's your job.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it got to a point where after 2 years of him asking for an extension, he didn't get it.
Yeah.
All of those things he said before don't seem as important as they seemed at that point. And I think Bryce Harper is risking the sort of love and dedication and all of those things that he has built up with fans over the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Because I'll tell you what, fans do not care if you get 2 or 3 more years on your contract. They do not.
Right.
They do not. You have 6 more years left on your contract. They do not. Now, if you do what Saquon did, have an all-time season, win mm-hmm. a Super Bowl, give you money on the top of the money that you're already getting, risk the future, everybody will say, it's okay, he brought us this.
Right.
But this is not an appropriate thing to do. If you are mad with the Phillies that they're not giving you your money, Scott Boras should do his job. Scott Boras should do his job and call John Middleton and call Dave Dombrowski.
Yep.
Scott Boras should do that job. This should not be about Bryce Harper talking about fans, Bryce Harper talking about media, Bryce Harper crying about, whining about trading, talking mm-hmm. about, and the woe is me on, I waived my trade, my opt
did.
Out.
He did.
My opt out.
He did.
He did. And,
he did.
And you know what?
I got to get put, you've been going a long time here. Well, like you got in there.
Well,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Just last thing. Last thing.
Go ahead.
Yes. He did not get an opt out.
Yes.
But he also got a full no trade clause. That was the exchange.
That benefits the Phillies.
The no trade clause doesn't benefit the Phillies.
Sure it does.
No, it absolutely doesn't.
Sure it does.
No, they can't trade him without asking him first. He got something.
Yeah,
they
but
got
the fact
something.
Is that the player that he is, he can't go anywhere either. He can't opt out
yes,
is the point.
That's what I'm saying.
An
opt-out an exchange.
Versus a no trade clause. The no trade clause benefits the Phillies.
No, the opt-out benefits the Phillies. No opt-out
Whoa.
Benefits the Phillies. No
the opt-out would benefit Bryce, I would think.
Yes. What I'm saying is there's no opt-out in the contract and there's a full no trade clause.
Right.
The no opt-out benefits the Phillies. The no trade clause benefits Bryce.
Hmm.
They can't trade him. That was an even exchange.
Right.
You know what I mean? You are getting 13 years. You're getting guaranteed money for 13 years.
Yes.
I think this was a bad move. I think it looks bad.
Sure.
And I think it shows that maybe all the things he said over the last several years do not ring.
Can I get in?
Yes. Do not ring. Yes.
Can I get in?
Yes.
I get it. I get it. He shouldn't have been brought to this. And that's on the Phillies. That's on the Phillies. It shouldn't have been brought to this. It just shouldn't have. Right? Like as a guy that has helped build what is a baseball culture here, along with John Middleton being very generous with his money, opening up his checkbook. Right? Opening up his checkbook. Let's not act as if Bryce haven't necessarily lived up to his end of the bargain.
He has. He's played well,
okay.
and they've paid
okay.
him.
Okay, oh, I know, but I'm just saying, let's act like he hasn't lived up to his end of the bargain. He has. He's brought baseball back.
Sure.
The stadium is packed out. Yes. I guarantee you, from a financial standpoint, John Middleton is doing much better since Bryce Harper arrived here than he was doing prior to Bryce Harper arriving.
I'm sure he is.
And with Bryce Harper being here as a face of this franchise, he's going to continue to do well financially. So this really boils down. The fans are collateral damage as they always are. Bryce Harper made a mistake and approaching this the way he did last week by going to Matt Gelb. But even with that one mishap, the way you're painting the picture, it's as if everything else he's done during the time that he's been here pales in comparison to the one mistake he's made being emotional. There's been plenty of times he's defended being a player here, defended fans being here, defended criticism that fans have doled out, whether it's on him, his teammates, or the organization. He's never lashed out at the fan base. This was a misstep on his part.
Yes, but...
No, but it's one misstep in the time...
It's three.
It's one misstep in the time that he's been here. Listen, the idea of bringing up he wants an extension, yeah, okay, whatever. That's not as big of a misstep. The big misstep was the whining he did about wanting to be traded last year, because that really had nothing to do with what the Phillies' position was. That had more to do with a reaction of what he may be hearing or reading on social media or through the media, radio, podcast, what have you, whatever that may be. I'm just saying it's the one time he's done this in the time that he's been here. And it's a reaction to the organization somehow crumbling first under this and making public that they have doubt about their face of the franchise, whether or not he can be an elite player moving forward. You put him in the crosshairs at a time where this fan base is frothing at the mouth about this baseball team and the disappointment and the passion and emotion that comes with that we have right now as it pertains to the Phillies. You want to throw it him on the skewer? You want to put him out there for everybody to rip and say he didn't come through? He didn't do his part? That's what we want to do as an organization? He's not an elite player. We don't know if he can be an elite player moving forward. And that's a reaction from the contract talks, from the organization. Because they hadn't done this prior to. They hadn't done this. He asked for an extension 2 years ago. They've been in full support of Bryce Harper. Full support. Now, all of a sudden, they crumble from this and make it public.
So
and
if
he
you have
reacted
a problem,
to it.
So if you have a problem with Dave Dombrowski, say you have a problem with Dave Dombrowski. If you have a problem with the organization.
I said that was a mistake. No,
yes.
I'm not defending that, but I can look past that. Because it's not about us. We know this isn't about the fans.
I don't know.
No, yeah, you do.
I don't know.
This isn't about the fans.
I don't know if it's not about
this
the fans.
This isn't about... This
what does he really think?
That is what I wonder. The first time he got publicly questioned about being here and trade talks in the 6 years that he's been here, he had a knee-jerk reaction.
This was not knee-jerk.
It was a knee-jerk reaction.
It was 2 weeks after Dombrowski said what he said.
It was a knee-jerk reaction that he shouldn't have done. That's the bottom line. The point is that he's been criticized in years past, and he's never... Just 2 weeks ago, when Castellanos was making comments that implied he's criticizing the fan base, Bryce Harper's the one at the podium telling you how much the fans is correct in feeling the way that they feel.
And that has nothing to do with the fans either. It has to do with him not liking Nick Castellanos. He is a little Scott Boris robot, is what Bryce Harper is, to be honest with you.
My point is that he's not attacking fans per
se. And he just did.
But my point is that that's collateral damage. We're just part of this back and forth. Just like the organization throwing that out to a blue collar city, knowing that we're pissed off that they didn't win the World Series, putting that out there that this is what he wants, knowing that that's going to backfire on him.
The
organization used the fan base too.
Well, then that's fine.
Why is it fine?
No,
when the organization do that to their star player.
We criticize Dave Dombrowski for it. We all
criticize.
Dave Dombrowski came out, said the exact opposite thing, went out and said it, and Bryce still.
And you think Bryce at some point won't clear up? You think next time he speaks, he won't necessarily backtrack for this?
Well, where's his knee jerk? It's not like it was a press conference that he did this. He waited
Well, I know what wasn't knee jerk was the calculated remarks that Dave Dombrowski made.
Dombrowski was asked by
those
a reporter.
Those weren't calculated remarks.
He was asked asked by a reporter at a press conference. Bryce Harper waited 2 weeks. Clearly, him and his puppet master, Scott Boras, decided to reach out to The Athletic. And it's not the first time that, I know you said it's the first time, it's not the first time he's acted like a little Boras robot. When he tried to get the Phillies to sign Blake Snell, little Boras robot.
Now
when,
we're doing the name calling. We're going to blame him for listening to his agent.
Fighting with Rob Manfred. Fighting with Rob Manfred in the clubhouse. Little Boras agent. He's running. Wow, Boras robot.
Here's the thing that I will rarely do. If it's going to be billionaires versus millionaires, I'm usually going to go with the millionaires.
But I'm not siding with either of them. I don't care less.
You sound like with the organization like they have no fault in any of this.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Dave Dombrowski said something wrong. Dave Dombrowski took it back. Bryce Harper waited till after Dombrowski took it back to go to a reporter and crush Dombrowski. And not only that, crush fans and crush the media.
Good.
Because he wants his money. What do you mean, so what?
So what? How many players are getting paid and doing nothing here? These guys making millions of dollars. They don't even contribute. They don't contribute half of what Bryce Harper contributes.
He has $160 million left on his contract.
My point is this. I don't even know what he's asking for in an extension. Is there no number that you would agree with?
No.
Well, see, that's where you're in the wrong end.
Nah, I care about the future of the Philadelphia Phillies, not the future of Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. Yes. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, all that work we did yesterday, it's probably going to come crashing down today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There was no work.
We failed miserably.
I feel like two things can be true. Like me personally, I don't feel like Bryce Harper needs an extension. I mean, like I'm with Spike on that, but I am with Ike too. When it's like the organization brought this up on them, like it's like he got asked a question and then you say, oh, I don't know if Bryce Harper can be like you sat up there, Dave Dombrowski sat up there and he praised Kyle Schwarber. Right? Because why? Kyle Schwarber, a free agent. So you want to make it look good.
This big insult from Dave Dombrowski was comparing him to Freddie Freeman, who is one of the best players in baseball.
The insult was saying you don't know if he can be an elite player moving forward.
And so if you have a problem...
That was the insult.
Fine.
You don't know what the insult was.
So
that was the insult.
If you have a problem with Dave Dombrowski, talk about Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski said nothing about trade rumors.
We agree with that.
Yeah.
Nobody's arguing that part. But the point is that the first salvo was fired from the Phillies.
Yes, not the fans, who Bryce Harper took aim at. I'm sorry, Corey. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So, but it's like my thing with Bryce Harper is that like Bryce, you know, you got a no trade clause. So it's like even if the trade rumors is talking, you know, whoever brought it up, I know Scoop said something. You know what I'm saying? All these baseball reporters bring it up. You know, you got a no trade clause. So even if trade was on a possibility, they got to clear that through you to begin with. So I don't feel like he should have got mad or took shots, but I'm looking at the Philadelphia Phillies. They was trash, and I know Dombrowski wasn't here. They was garbage for a decade, missing the playoffs year after year. And I get it. The first couple years, they weren't making the playoffs with Bryce. But when they built their team, they've been a top team in the MLB every single year Bryce been here. And I get it. He dealt with a couple injuries and all that. Okay? Like, he's still an elite player. Now, I have my, you know, gripes with Bryce for the way he's performed at times. You know, sure. In postseason games.
Yep.
But he's still great.
Hold on, Corey. Can we not act like Bryce Harper has nothing to do with Zach Wheeler? Bryce Harper has nothing to do with Christopher Sanchez. Bryce Harper has nothing to do with Ranger Suarez. Bryce Harper has nothing to do with Joan Duran. Bryce Harper has nothing to do with Bryson Stott. But, you know, Bryce Harper had nothing to do with trading for Harrison Bader. Can we not act like John Middleton has the third biggest payroll in baseball? That is not Bryce Harper. I'm glad he did make the team attractive. But aside from
why wasn't the Phillies getting these guys before he got here? They weren't getting no top name free agent before Bryce.
Because they spent money. They spent money. They outbid everybody. They spent money. That's what they did. They even spent bad money too. They spent bad money on Nick Castellanos. They spent bad money on Taiwan Walker. They spent money. Money. And the other thing, Corey, is when they make trades like for Joan Duran and Harrison Bader and they trade prospects for that, that is trying to maximize the time that Bryce Harper has right now. So what should Bryce Harper say? Thank you for giving money to my friends. Thank you for trading prospects for good players. Thank you. Like they give him, at the time, the biggest contract in baseball history, and we just need more. We need more. As he's on the decline, we need more.
He's not really on a decline.
I disagree with that. Ain't nobody saying thank you to their boss. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to work. I'm putting in my labor.
That's right.
I do. I have great respect for my boss.
I got respect for him, but I ain't running around here saying thank you every day.
I ain't got to say thank you. I'm providing the labor. You paying me my money. And my, like I said, but like what Bryce Harper brings to the team, like you, like it's kind of like an intangible thing. Like the Phillies weren't the Phillies before he got here.
Nope.
They were terrible. They weren't filling up the stadium.
Nope.
They coming to see him.
That they are coming to see a winning team.
He helped build this team, Corey.
When this team was 500 with Gabe Kapler with Bryce Harper on it, that stadium was empty a good portion of the time.
Nobody else on the team.
Well, but they're not coming to see Bryce Harper. They're coming. They're coming to see. If the team was bad, they wouldn't be coming to see Bryce Harper. They're coming to see a winning baseball team.
Who got the highest jersey sales on the team?
I don't know.
Well, it's Bryce Harper.
Zach, Google that.
Well, but it doesn't.
It's Bryce Harper. Yes,
I guess it's Bryce Harper. But that stuff doesn't matter. They are coming to the ballpark to see a winning baseball.
Yes,
team.
I know. But he is the face of that winning baseball team.
Sure,
he's been the actual ambassador for branding this baseball team during the time that he's been here. Like, so he's done that. He's delivered in the postseason. I understand the last two seasons. I'm not excusing his shortcomings on the baseball field. What I'm frustrated with is that this dude somehow is being treated like it doesn't matter. And that's not how you treat the face of your franchise. No other organization. If the Eagles were doing this with Jalen Hurts, we'd be skewering the Eagles. If the Sixers were doing this to Joel Embiid, we'd be ripping. Well, half the city would be ripping the Sixers.
Yeah,
the other half of the
honest.
City would not.
But that's
because of their personal feelings about Joel Embiid. My only point is that the Sixers still show mass support for Joel Embiid and full support of Joel Embiid. So much so they give us false information from the standpoint of how what he's going to be projecting and moving forward.
All I'm saying,
they will never undermine him as a player.
All I'm saying,
and by the way, if they did, you know he would react to it.
And
Jalen may not react to it because he's ice water in his veins. Nothing moves him. But Joel is emotional, and he would react to this if the Sixers did this to him.
But all I'm saying is that if the same goes, when Joel said, "Look at all I did for this city," he got crushed for it.
I forgot he said that.
Yes, and he got crushed for it. And if Jalen Hurts took aim at the fans, he would get crushed for it.
Bryce Harper
deserves to get crushed for this.
That's different, though. I'm not defending Bryce Harper's reaction and what he said, or I'm not condemning anybody that was critical of Bryce Harper. I was critical of him doing that as well. It was soft, right? It's not something you necessarily do. It's really placing blame somewhere else. It's being passive-aggressive. Like, I get that. I totally agree. That was disappointing as a Bryce Harper fan. That was disappointing. When you support a guy and he, that's how he goes about it. It doesn't mean that I'm ready to throw him out with the baby, throw him out with the water.
Throw the baby out
baby,
with that.
The baby out with
I
the
never
water.
Understood that anyway. And look, I don't even know the baby. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we do have an Eagles trade rumor.
A baseball guy, he didn't have a word to say.
He doesn't want to talk about this.
Extend the contract.
Yeah.
But you're obviously a rat, Spike. I mean, that's what's happening.
It's
obviously a rat.
Yeah, I'm a rat. Did Boris get to you, too? Are you on his payroll, too?
Dude, I would love to be.
A Boris robot over there?
You know what his commission is on these contracts?
Yeah.
Send some my way.
We will not accept a salary cap.
Two years, $50 million.
Get out of our clubhouse. So coming up next, we do have... what I would say is an incredibly exciting Eagles trade rumor.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with AJ
Back
Brown.
Back to the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, we will obviously continue on the Bryce thing, but it has nothing to do with AJ Brown. It doesn't have anything to do with the Eagles getting rid of a player.
Okay.
It has to do with the Eagles getting a player. So that is coming up next. 215-592-9494. Has Bryce Harper's comments made you change how you feel about Bryce? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
How long will it move?
Oh, that's a good one.
How long will they move? Many buried peers throughout the years while pouring out liquor and beers for all my homies that wasn't here. Can't help but shed
tears at the cemetery,
making me wonder if this
is the clean version.
Yeah. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, you get 2:30 Tupac, 5:30 Creed.
Great song.
The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question at this point, would you give Bryce Harper a 2-year, $50 million extension this offseason?
Ooh. Now, to me, see, I don't know the numbers that he's looking for, but 2 years, 50
would be less AAV than he makes right now.
Right. That's not a bad extension right there. Now, if he was asking for something ridiculous, like I mean, listen, Fritz, he threw out there 3 years, 100 the other day. I was okay with that. But until I heard him talk about it more and more, and the more he talked about it, the more ridiculous it sounded to give him a 3-year, $100 million extension.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you guys, I'm really asking you for both on Boris' payroll. Oh, yeah, let's just give him $50 million dollars when he's 40.
Oh, Sue, we'll stay here longer.
Two years, 50 is reasonable.
He's going to be 40 at that point.
It's $25 million a year. Who cares?
It's a thank you.
For what?
For saving baseball players.
He didn't. Okay, that part has to stop.
Mm-mm.
He did not save baseball in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would make the point that Gabe Kapler was.
Oh,
he was. God. We talk more about Gabe Kapler arguing about Gabe Kapler.
That was great radio.
It was for 2 years. We talk more about the Phillies because of Gabe Kapler than anything. Rob, you want to talk about when the team started winning? That's when they fired Gabe Kapler or fired Joe Girardi and brought in Rob Thompson. Rob Thompson did more to make the Phillies a winner.
Well,
at this point.
Well, Kyle Schwarber. Facts are facts. Second he walked through the door, turned into a winner around here. He gets unappreciated.
Well, I can't wait until we sign him to a 5 or 6 year deal, too. I
mean, it's 2 years at the end of it.
Him and Bryce in wheelchairs at the end of it.
Trey, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Why not?
You'll be almost 60.
Oh, I won't care.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Come on, man.
215-592-9494. In a minute, we'll get you the really interesting Eagles trade rumor. Mark in Woodbury Heights here on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Well, I think Dave Dombrowski, guys, has achieved his goal.
Which is
stirring it up regarding Bryce Harper, because that's exactly what we're getting now. You know, and I think it was calculated. There's no question in my mind that his comments were calculated. Obviously, Bryce, the last two postseasons, has basically not done much except for game two against the Mets. Major disappointment. You know, here's the deal. Yes, like you said, a lot of positive things, which I agree with. I also agree with Spike. But at the end of the day, Bryce Harper is your Mike Schmidt. What happened with Mike Schmidt when he didn't perform in the playoffs in the late 70s?
He got crushed.
Got crushed.
Yeah.
Got crucified.
Dude, he got crushed. He got crushed even after he won World Series MVP. I mean, Mike Schmidt got...
And are we proud of that?
No.
Well, okay. No, but it is what it is. Bryce Harper is your Mike Schmidt. He's supposed to be – he's your, you know, Vladimir from Toronto. You got to produce, and he has not produced. And then you start and let me ask you guys a question. His body language on the field the last couple of years, unless I'm looking into it more than I should be, what's your opinion of it?
No, it has not. He's not looked like the Bryce Harper that we saw the first three or four years. Yeah, no, it's clearly something is going on with him. I don't know if this contract stuff has soured his mood, so to speak. But yeah, I think you're right, Mark. We've noticed it. They've noticed it.
I mean, and that's where I agree with Spike. Yeah. I mean, you're making a lot of money, man, and maybe obviously you want more. You want more years, all that good stuff. You love it here. He does say the right things, and that's why the people in Philly love people like Bryce who say the right things. Like Chase Utley always said the right things.
Yep.
Never blaming others, always taking it upon himself. That's what the people of Philly love. They hate excuses. He doesn't make them. He doesn't make
well,
them. But
he just
day,
he just did. Yeah.
Well, he did, and he had Scott Boras go all over the place and talk about how nobody when there's nobody hitting behind him, which may be a
somewhat
fact,
true, yeah.
Somewhat true, just like what Dombrowski said was somewhat true. But that was them taking a shot at the organization. I mean, that was them taking a shot. Like Scott Boras saying that Bryce Harper doesn't have anybody hitting behind him is Scott Boras taking a shot at the organization.
Well, but can I say something there about that?
Yeah.
Spike?
Yes.
That is a true point. And at the end of the day here, I feel Dombrowski is using Bryce a little bit as a scapegoat to a certain degree. Because the reason this team has not achieved the success they should have is because of Dombrowski, is because of Rob Thompson, and is because of Kevin Long.
What are you talking about? How is it? How did Rob Thompson?
Are you watching the Toronto Blue Jays play?
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And their approach and how well they're managed at the plate?
This is classic insanity. Kyle Schwarber Kyle Schwarber is 32 years old. Bryce Harper is 32 years old. Trey Turner is 30 years old. These guys are veterans, all-stars, big contract, big name players. You're telling me that the reason they didn't perform in the clutch is because the hitting coach, as a veteran in the league for 12 years, the hitting coach didn't tell them what to do against the Dodgers? That's crazy. They did not perform. They didn't. That's it. It's fine. Sometimes it happens. I'm not saying they're worthless, but to blame Rob Thompson and Kevin Long for it, Kyle Schwarber just had the best season of his career. Trey Turner just led the league in hitting. I don't care. Kevin Long can't go up and swing the bat for him. You know what I mean? Either did Kevin Long, Matt, Mark.
The greater body of work is a true identity of what that person is versus a five-game series.
Anybody can be hot in a five-game series.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Edman was NLCS MVP last year. Do you think, You see what I'm saying? Like, you can be an average player and have a good series, and you can be a good player and have a bad series. I appreciate the call. To blame anybody else but them is. And we didn't even blame them that much.
Yeah. I'm not giving any of these guys a pass. I really am not. And I don't want, I guess, my defense of Harper in this situation here versus Dombrowski's comments to come off as if I agree with what Bryce Harper said last week to Matt Gelb.
And
like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's ridiculous. That's soft. Like, you don't need to do that. If you got a problem with the organization, you can – nobody cares about you clapping back, but clap back at the right people.
Well, the other thing
– it's like trying to blame the media for something.
The other thing I would throw out there with the Boris comments about who's hitting behind him, and this reminds me of the Blake Snell thing. The problem isn't that Bryce Harper wanted the Phillies to sign Blake Snell. The problem is that when he is saying it, it's an indictment of the players who are already there.
On the team, yeah.
So when Scott Boras is talking about how bad the hitters that hit behind Bryce are,
who by the way are one's a Boras client,
is that JT?
No, Bohm.
Oh, Bohm. He is talking about Alec Bohm, JT Realmuto. Who else had fit this year? Casty. Okay, fine. What's his name? The left fielder, Marsh. He's talking about Brandon Marsh, all the guys that hit behind him.
Yeah.
That is a condemnation of them.
But is he right?
Well, maybe, but Dave Dombrowski was right.
We know Bohm's not a cleanup hitter.
Right.
He shouldn't be in the cleanup spot if he's a 5 or 6 hole hitter or even
6-7.
I tell you what, if he's your 6 hole hitter, I wonder what that 4 and 5 hole looks like.
Listen, when he's in the Dodgers next year, he can be hitting 6 and 7. He can be as thrilled as
he
wants.
He can hit 6 or 7 in that lineup.
How are you going to like it when he's celebrating his World Series victory next year on the mound with Shohei after
dude, he's going to kill it with the Dodgers.
Yeah, yep.
He's going to turn into everything we wanted. He's
23 home runs.
Oh, it's going to be sickening.
Yeah.
It's going to be sickening.
215-592-9494. All right, I promised you an Eagles trade room.
All right, who you got?
So this comes via Charles Robinson of Yahoo. He was on Cleveland radio station.
So I think he's on a Nashville station.
Oh, really?
So one of
you
two
told
point,
me he was on a Nashville station?
Nashville station, okay. Talking about the Browns.
Okay. He was on a Nashville station.
Very odd. I don't know how we got there, but that's how we got there.
So here is Charles Robinson talking about the Browns and the Eagles. Here, this is interesting.
Rumor going around, and I have not heard it out of the Eagles, but I've heard it from a couple of other high-ranking people and other teams that are clearly on the phones that, Howie Roseman and the Eagles are super hot after Myles Garrett and Howie'd give up, like, 3 first-round picks for him.
Do it! Do it! Do it!
Yeah.
Do it!
Yeah.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Do it. It reminds me of the Rams.
That was a song, too.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Rams when the Rams went all in to go win the Super Bowl. Look, the NFC is wide open.
It's there for the taking.
Yeah, there's not a super team in the NFC.
Yeah.
You could make a very easy argument that the Eagles are already the best team in the NFC.
This could give you a clear advantage over what the other teams have.
At a position of need.
Of need, without question.
And your first round picks are going to be late in the first round. You can, and Myles Garrett is 29 years old. He is under contract for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So, and as an edge, I mean, he had just had 5 sacks.
Yeah.
He just had 5 sacks on Sunday.
That dude is just now entering prime.
Do it.
He's just now entering the prime of his career. That dude is a freak of nature as an athlete. You watch him play and watch what he's doing out there in Cleveland without a ton of talent around him. They still can't block him no matter how many blocking schemes you put together. Try to double, triple team him, chip him. Doesn't matter. Myles Garrett wrecks every game. He just wrecks every game. And I can see why. When he said 3 first-round picks, I was like, yeah, that's probably where you got to start at.
Yeah, well,
they're going to be picking in the 20s if they get them.
Basically
second-round picks.
Which is exactly why you have to start with 3 of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what I love? I love when it's a late first-round pick where you go, it's basically a second. When it's a high second, we go, it's basically a first.
Yeah.
it just depends the way you're talking about it. My concern with the Eagles is, we're talking about the Phillies. In 2024, at the trade deadline, they didn't go out. Now, I know they talked about getting Garrett Crochet, but one of the things that Dombrowski said was they didn't feel the need for starting pitching because they saw Tyler Phillips and he was good. And we all know we love
no, that turned out.
We love kill mode, but we yeah. know that didn't last, right?
Yeah.
I look at the edge, and I if I'm the Eagles and I want to talk myself into that everything's going to be okay, yeah. I'm going to say, hey, we just had 5 sacks on Sunday. BG is going to play in the next game. Nolan Smith's going to come back. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
And you can talk yourself into it if you want to. But the truth is that even before Nolan Smith got hurt, the edge wasn't good enough. Brandon Graham, God bless him, is 15 snaps and is 37 years old.
And you don't know how long he's going to last. I hope he plays all the whole season, but he's 37 years old.
Putting Myles Garrett on the same defensive line as Jalen Carter? Are you serious?
Yeah. My God. Yeah, I'd give up
that. They get 10 sacks a game. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do it.
Can see why Howie's in the hunt for this.
Yeah.
That's a game-changing move right there. And if you're Howie Roseman, right, over the last year, you know, after the Saquon move and the Zach Bond move,
there hasn't been anything.
A lot of his signings have not worked out.
No.
Even the trades have not worked out.
No, I mean, Mechie they just got rid of.
Got rid of him.
Tank Bigsby they supposedly got for kick returns.
He traded away CJ GJ and brought in a guy you didn't even keep.
That's a good point as well.
Cut him.
Yep. Aziz Ojulari has not been a success.
Nope.
Uche's been fine.
Uche's been fine. Yes. Was he have one sack?
Right.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they did a lot of bargain basement thing. They did a lot of trade stuff. As I mentioned, Mechie is already gone.
Yep.
Ja'Cornion Bennett played for 2 games. He's been hurt, but it is what it is.
Like they love him.
Yeah, because they went out and, well, it seems like.
He's traded for another corner.
Well, and we'll talk about this with Shield, but I know we don't want to move Cooper to the outside, but that trade yesterday.
Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid this is about to be a disastrous move for Michael Carter.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's not an outside corner.
I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they believe that Cooper can go out there and play outside corner.
Well, I was reading about the corner trade market. It just doesn't seem like there's guys that are available on the outside, and maybe they decided that was the best thing that they could do. But if you could get Myles Garrett, trade the draft picks. Jack, yes?
I find interesting about this is the second big edge rusher apparently Howie's been all over that's going to cost $40+ million a year.
Oh, yeah.
Like they were in on Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
I wonder how geeked up they are about paying Jalen Carter. Like, maybe they're looking at this as something to replace the Jalen Carter money with.
You don't think they would pay Jalen Carter?
I don't know how thrilled. I don't know.
They may wait to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because how are they going to make it? I'm just trying to think of how they make this all work.
Wow.
One guy may not be here.
Yeah. Well, yes. I know. Yeah. I know.
Well, because
I need to call Rosenberg?
Well, you know, with them, it's more of a cash thing than it is a cap thing anyway. Yeah. So if you're not paying AJ cash next year, you know.
All the signing bonuses already
given
up, I guess. Yeah.
Mm. Myles Garrett. And we get to have if they trade for Myles Garrett, we get to have him on the show and tell him that at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
That was us yelling at you.
Yeah.
Remember that? What a moment. 215-592-9494.
I'm scared.
Lee in Marlton. You're on WIP. What's up, Lee?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Lee?
I want to extend Bryce. I like that 2 years, $50 million. I haven't heard that number. Did you guys just throw that?
Yeah.
That's
really my number.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think he is taking a lower AAV at the end of this, when his problem
50 more million.
It's $2 million off the AAV, like $300,000 off the AAV. Relax in there, pal.
It's $2 million.
Isn't he making under 25 something at the end of the deal?
What's that?
He's making under 25 He's making under 25 at the end of the deal.
AAV. Yeah. Just so we're clearly, AAV is average annual value, not specific annual value.
Yeah.
So he's making $27 million a year.
Yeah.
AAV. Yes. Right. Why do you want? Can I ask you this, Lee? Why do you care about extending him?
To make him happy.
that's a pretty good ride. I'm with you on that.
They are already.
If he's really
Lee, I promise I'll let you respond. They're already overextended on their payroll. They have no idea if there's going to be a salary cap in 2 years when there's a work stoppage. We have no idea what the financials of baseball are going to look like in 6 years. And he's a player again who is possibly, I'm not saying definitely, but possibly entering a period of his career where he is less productive than he was the period before. To give him 2 years that are not even going to happen for another 6 years. I mean, think about that. 6 years. We're talking about 2031.
Yeah, but it beats the alternative.
What's the alternative? Let him play.
But so how does this end? We're going to be in a back and forth for the next 6 years?
No, he can grow. I'll tell you what. He goes out and has a MVP-type season next year. Then there's real pressure. Then there's a conversation to be had. You can't have it the year after you and Jack. I'm not trying to condemn you here.
Yeah, you are.
But you have wondered aloud on the air several times whether Bryce is a different Bryce now, just because of how he is physically. You have.
I know.
So, just give him the money anyway. I'm sorry, Lee. Go ahead.
No, you're okay. Yeah. So, With the offseason coming up specifically, you get Castellanos off the books, you trade Boone for and sign Eugenio Suarez at third base, get that power right back, sign Bryce to the extension, everyone's happy, we win 95 games, and we win the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, that's
that
a great plan.
Makes sense around
what
here.
A plan, Lee. I hadn't even considered winning the World Series
solid.
Next year.
Do it. Yeah, thank Just you. Win the World Series.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a great plan. I wonder what Suarez... Now, Suarez is a DH.
At this point. Well, yeah. I mean, he started at third base for the Mariners this year.
But I mean, at this point, he's a DH, right?
Yeah.
He's going to be a two-year, $40 million guy, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm right. I mean, he's even older than Schwarber is,
yeah,
I think.
He's 35? 36.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be fine as a DH if you end up losing Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sure, the best part of Lee's plan is just going and win the World Series
just
next
do
year.
It.
Yeah.
We're going to lose Schwarber and not give Bryce an extension? We Latin. Lose Schwarber, we definitely have to give Bryce an extension.
Why?
Because now we're stripping the team of talent, and he's expected to just, what, carry the load here?
I just, in half a decade, I don't want to be concerned with building the current team. When
I just didn't know you were a bootlicker for the owners.
I didn't know you were a bootlicker for Scott Boras.
That's my guy.
I'm not a bootlicker for the owners. The owner here, and it's so,
can't they defer the money or something?
Oh, just do that nonsense.
That's going to stop.
That's getting cut out.
Yeah,
this.
That's why you got to do it now before they actually cut it out.
I just know how this whole thing ends. That's
you are such a fraud. What you told Mr. Middleton,
me?
And you're calling me a bootlicker.
What?
You looked right at Mr. Middleton's eyes and you said, you brought baseball back. We want to win a World Series for you. And now the third highest payroll in baseball. And now you're like, it's not enough. Give more to the players who are already here.
It's just at the end of it, though. It's not
emotional. We both
shared a moment. Yeah. We both shared a moment. Let's not put that on one person. That was two parties partaking in that. And it doesn't affect anything now. It affects it 6 years from now.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Who cares?
Oh, right.
God. Oh, my God. The guy wants to be here longer. Sue him.
He doesn't even live here.
Oh, come on,
man.
And
the season,
here
he
has to live
here
during the season. Well, and then he leaves as soon as he can.
Yeah, because that's fine.
Well, who else doesn't live
Star
here?
Star players can leave. It's fine.
Oh, can they?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the only one who lived here the whole time.
Hey, Wilt lived in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Jalen lives in. I don't even know if Jalen lives here in the offseason.
Well, he lives at Houston in the offseason.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I don't even know if he's here or not.
Oh, well, because Embiid lives in Center City?
Well, Embiid lives in New York in the offseason during the season.
Yeah, Embiid has an apartment in New York, a condo now.
Look how that backfired. Good point.
Yeah. I'm not here saying Embiid's Mr. Philadelphia. You
but
know?
He was.
He's not walking around with a hip hop tattoo. Like Bryce's fraud fanatic tattoo. He's going to get covered up when he ends up on the Yankees.
You complimented on him last year.
215-592-9494.
He's going to get it covered up.
Oh, yeah. You could be. Look, that's why he did that thin line stuff. That's easy to cover. Oh, it's so easy to cover.
Yeah, he didn't color that ear. Yeah,
with the big NY logo over it when he plays for his favorite team.
Oh, man.
All right, 215-592-9494. We will talk with Sheil about the Eagles trade coming up next, the Eagles potential trade for Myles Garrett, and we'll continue to talk about Bryce. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.